Ladies and gentlemen, we are now boarding Group A. Please have your boarding passes ready to scan. If your phone is cracked, old, or was chewed up by your Chihuahua travel companion, please refrain from holding up the line. And instead, simply go to Verizon and trade in any phone in any condition from one of their top brands for the new Samsung Galaxy S25 Plus with Galaxy AI on Unlimited Ultimate and a watch or tab, also on them.
Service plan required for watch or tab. Trade-in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Robots Radio. Games. Lore. Stories. Community. Just press play. Welcome to the Fallout Lorecast, the podcast that explores the boundaries of our knowledge about the world of Fallout. Wastelanders and Vault Dwellers, welcome back to the Fallout Lorecast. We've got our patron chat for, it's already the end of January. I say this every time. It's like the months go by so fast. And we've got a bunch of patrons with me to talk about how we're all so special. We're talking about all the different letters in special, the ways that we set up our characters, the do we like strength more than luck, and also what are we going to do with these in a future game? Do we have suggestions about the way we want to maybe change some things up in a future Fallout game when it comes to the way you allocate your special stats? And with me this week, we've got a wonderful cast, and each of you, I'm going to read through your names, and each of you just shout out your favorite letter real quick, just the first one top of mind. It doesn't matter if it's actually your favorite, just shout out a letter. Here we go. We've got Pumpkin King.
E.
Germinator.
S.
Void.
S.
Dusty Ray.
I.
Lil Green. Lil Green, you're muted. Oh, Lil Green ruined it. Oh, no.
It's been a night for me. I'm sorry.
It's okay, man. What's your letter?
P.
P. All right. Wasteland Ronin.
I.
Wasteland Oni. And they're right next to each other.
M.
Ebony Kitty.
Charisma.
So that's a C. AK Spartan.
P.
And Nova.
Also P.
Wow, we got a nice diversity of letters. Look at that.
And it seems like Little Green's L is on the drop.
It's down below.
It's down below.
He has zero luck because his mic didn't unmute.
Oh, no luck for Little Green. Sorry, Little Green. I like luck a lot. The more I play these games, the more I'm like, I'm just going to go with a lot of luck and see what happens. Because that's kind of fun. But that's the way I play things. But here, let's get into it. We're going to cover each of the letters in order. And I want to hear from all of you. Instead of going person to person, like we sometimes do, and each person kind of brings their own perspective, we're going to go letter to letter. And if you have thoughts on that letter and the way that you typically use it, do you go with a lot? Is it something you totally avoid and just kind of bottom it out in order to put other points other places? Are there certain perks that are tied to certain letters that you prefer? How do we want to adjust these for future games? If you have thoughts on any of that, then feel free to chime in. And so we're going to start with S. I'm starting at the beginning. Strength. Who would like to chime in? Who has some thoughts about strength? Who, first of all, who of you said, did anybody say, I went through the list. I was too busy reading names. Who put S as their favorite one? Void and Germinator. All right. Void, I see that you're ready to talk. What do you think about strength? Why do you go with strength?
Personally, I go with strength because it gives you the armor and the blacksmith perk. So I like being heavily clad in armor and just rushing into battle, arm flailing around, and just killing everything.
All right, so you're like kind of like tank, kind of like Hulk build.
Yeah.
Like Hulk, like I can take a lot of hits, but I also can dish it out with my fists.
Yeah.
Do you actually go unarmed?
No, I don't actually go unarmed. Normally it's like the specialty weapons, Oh, I don't remember what it is, but it's how you it's a sacrificial dagger that gives poison damage in Fallout 4.
Okay.
Krev's tooth or something like that.
Krem's tooth. Yeah.
So you go stabby stabby.
Yeah, that's my favorite melee weapon.
So you rush in and then you're like poke poke poke.
Yep.
Poke. Cool. Cool. All right, Germinator, what do you think about S? Why do you go with S as your favorite of the group?
Well, for starters, the Fallout 76 perk called Pain Train.
Uh-huh.
Because running along shoulder first with power armor going choo-choo is kind of awesome.
Right, right.
And all right. And all the pack mule perks and that. Yeah. The more you can carry, the more you can hoard, the more ammo you can carry.
Yeah, I feel like one of the main benefits of strength is being able to hold more stuff, but it also means that you can collect more stuff before you have to go drop it off or like, you know, do something with it, which means that you play less of the inventory game and more of the actual, like, you know, fighting and finding things and yep. talking to people game. So I can see the benefit in that, definitely. But like for combat, you're going like American football style, like
just run through everything.
Run through everything. Does that? I haven't
just
tried that
first.
So I haven't tried that in 76. Oh. Is it effective?
Oh yeah. Good? Oh yeah. You can bowl over a Deathclaw.
Oh really? Okay.
Yup.
All right.
Which considering a Deathclaw is almost twice your size, it's kind of fun.
Yeah, even not in power armor.
No, only in power
armor. Only in power. Okay, so only works in power. Again, yeah. I haven't actually tried this. And it's not something I've seen a lot of people do in the game, but it is an option. So, okay, cool stuff. Let's open it up to the rest of you. Who has any thoughts on strength and they want to chime in? I see Pumpkin. Pumpkin?
So I like using Traveling Pharmacy in 76, which is a strength perk. It brings down the weight of medical supplies because mm-hmm. of my specific build is I call it firefighter build.
Oh,
so okay. Medical supplies, and I'll get more into it further down the line.
Got it. Yeah, again, carrying more stuff gives you more use of that, right? Wasteland Oni, what do you think?
Yeah, when I said my letter, I was meant to say strength. I said M for melee, so that's my reason.
All right, yeah, I didn't catch that because I was too busy reading names, but yeah.
Yeah, pretty much main melee in all Fallout games, usually Super Sledge.
Yeah.
So, yeah, of course you need the strength for that.
Right. So that's one of those weapons, having a sledgehammer with a rocket on the back.
Yeah, that's the one.
Right. I would imagine, like, every time I use that or every time I see it, I have this image in my head of actually trying to use that in real life and the weapon moving so fast and, like, just pulling me with it, right?
It seems way too heavy to swing that easy.
Right, but also the rocket on the back, it was like, it would just, like, you wouldn't actually need to use much of your own strength. You would just have to be able to hold on to it as you kind of aim it at things.
Yeah, pretty much.
It is kind of ridiculous. All right.
Yeah.
Cool.
Fallout logic.
Yeah, Fallout logic for sure. Who else has any thoughts on strength? Anybody else just totally? Oh, I've got Dusty here. Dusty?
Yeah. I've said intellect, but yeah, strength would be the second for me. But yeah, it'd be like if you use your heavy guns a lot, which I like to use.
Yeah. Yeah. Heavy guns
it's
and melee.
It's a good perk for the heavy. Like in Fallout 76, is, you know, that's the perk or the letter you use for the heavy gun.
Yeah. Your voice is getting a little garbled. It seems like there's a little bit of a connection. So if it keeps doing that, feel free to turn the video off and it'll put more towards the audio. It's a bit rate thing.
And a little better.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah. We'll keep track of that.
Okay.
Yeah. So heavy guns, melee, bowling people over. All right. So if you all were to make improvements to the strength part of special in a future game, what would you change? Is there something you would set up differently? Wasteland Ronin, did you want to chime in?
Yeah, I want to see in the next Fallout games, if you have such high strength that certain level enemies cower before you.
Oh, that you just physically look intimidating?
Yeah, because if you're strength like 100 or something, and there's like a level, you know, 10 enemy, it's like, you know what? I don't want to mess with that.
Right, yeah. Like, you're all topped out in strength, and they're just like, okay, yeah. And do you think, I mean, this is one of the things in the series where, like, if you have a certain level of certain perks then, or, you know, stats, then it gives you, like, options and dialogue. This would be before you even get to the dialogue. They would just respond differently.
Yeah, like certain combat actions, instead of like having to raid a base or something, they just take off running the opposite direction. You're like, all right, sweet.
Yeah, they just totally wimp out and just run away.
Yeah.
That's cool. That's a fun idea. Okay. Who else has ideas on this? Pumpkin, did you want to go?
You probably should read Germinator's message first.
Oh, I don't even have the chat open.
It's in the Zoom chat.
Yeah. Oh, it moves my thing around. I'm streaming in Elder Scrolls. I thought I changed it. No, I changed it. Well, all right. I'll re-update it again. Thanks. Re-updated it. weird. It was right there. I just had to hit send it again. So what do you think, Pumpkin?
I would make it so that like certain things can't be like you like the like an opening option, like how you like if you could open a door, you could do like there's a garage door that's jammed shut, you could use strength to lift it up and open it. Like mm-hmm. I think 70 not 76 like 3 in New Vegas had something like that when it was like repair, like forcibly repairing items or open or like specific like elevators or something like that, you use strength.
Yeah, I would also like to see like certain doors that are locked, like if it's a wooden door that's locked, maybe you can just bash it down, right? Like if it's a big metal door, then probably not. But like a wooden door, mm-hmm. you just bash it in. You don't even need a lockpick.
Yeah, good. Pain train through that thing.
Right, yeah, yeah. You just bust right through it. Yeah, that would be awesome. That'd be awesome. Spartan, what do you think?
That's exactly why I put my hand up in the thing. I was going to say that I wanted locked doors to be able to be broken down with strength. That's literally exactly what I was going to say.
Yeah. Yeah. You could even have different levels of it. Like if it's just wood, then you can just like pain train through it. If it's something that's a little bit more reinforced, as long as you have like a strong enough melee weapon, you can use it. But maybe it also damages the weapon a little bit, so you need to repair it back sooner. But you can make that choice instead of lockpicking if you would rather do it. That makes sense to me. All right. Any other thoughts? Void, did you have something else you wanted to say? No?
No, I just build doors for a living, and a lot of it depends on, yes, the material that the door is made of, but also the lock set that's in the door regarding the strength of the door. So I was just internally cringing and trying not to correct you, and now I'm...
Yeah. Oh, no, that's fine.
Anyway.
Please. I mean, if you have more expertise than I do about doors, so.
My name in my buddy's phone is actually, that's not how it works because I do things like this. So.
Well, let me stop you right there. He's wearing power armor versus a safety lock. It's not going to work out for the safety lock.
I do understand that.
Sure. Right. Well, yeah, but that would make sense. All right. Cool. Well, let's move on to P. Let's talk about the P perception. Who goes P? Who picked P at the beginning?
I had P.
Lil Green and AK Spartan. AK Spartan.
I also had it.
Oh, and Nova. Okay, so let's start with AK Spartan. Spartan, why perception?
I've brought this up before, but I was mostly thinking about Fallout 4 when I did my when I was thinking about this.
Sure.
But I've mentioned before that one of my favorite things to do is throw grenades and take jet and then shoot the grenades. That's a lot easier to do with Demolition Expert, which is the perception perk. There's also stuff like, usually what I do is like, I will, like if I'm doing my stealth build, it's not like a true stealth build. I'll grab the deliverer for like the silencer, but the pistol from the railroad, but then I'll get like a shotgun and kind of be like, well, if you find me, I'm just going to blow your head off. Like, so it's kind of like more like a shock troop guy. And you also get like riflemen with perception, which boosts like shotguns and rifles, sniper rifles, anything like that. You get locksmith, so you have one of the two options for getting like loot and things like that, because you have the hacking or the lockpicking. And even if you go like way higher, I've done it where I started with like 9 and then you get the bobblehead or whatever, and then you have the maxed out. But the last three, like concentrated fire, sniper, and all that, like those are really fun for like exclusively trying to do like a sniper build, because you can shoot through walls and you can do things like that. So I was just thinking of Fallout 4, but I use perception way more than anything else.
Really? Okay. Interesting. Yeah, I feel like perception for me goes with agility. Like if I'm going perception, I always go agility also. Do you find that you do that or no?
So I have, and I those do go really well because agility also has things that go well with like sniping and things like that. But I also almost do what I end up doing is typically like perception and intelligence because I like being able to do robotics stuff.
Ah, interesting. Okay, cool. Cool. All right, Lil Green, you were the next one I saw on this one. Why perception for you? You're shaking your head.
There no, sorry. Oh, okay. My mom called me for a second, but I could answer real quick.
Are you good? Okay, sure.
I typically go with a sniper build, I feel like, in Fallout games, except 76. I picked up the heavy guns, but it's just I like sniping long range encounters until like I have to like pull out like a shotgun or something like that. Mm-hmm. So, but yeah, that's kind of why I picked perception, pickpocketing was always a fun thing for me when you're able to even like put like live grenades in people's pants.
Yes. right you leave them a little present. Yep.
So that's why
shoot them at a distance until they get close and then pull out the shotgun. Yeah. Totally makes sense. Yeah Nova, what do you think about this?
It's kind of like as they were saying, it's mostly the gunplay attributes that makes perception, in my opinion, the most useful and the most recent of Fallout games. And so that's why I usually not really max it out, but I put a lot more points into it than the other perks, just because it makes the gunplay is more enjoyable that way.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how I like to approach the game anyways, too, is with guns. I don't like to go stealth and melee. I'd rather go, oh, there's a guy over there. I'm going to snipe him.
Right. Now, when I go sniper build, I tend to not rely on VATS as much because I can, especially with the newer games, right? I can just kind of aim and shoot. But when I'm not sniping, if there's something that's closer and I'm still a perception build, that's where VATS really works for me. Do you feel the same way?
Yeah. I sometimes use VATS just to see how many targets there are.
Right.
And to see, okay, who am I going to go for first? But I won't rely on VATS for actual combat because it takes away from the game, in my opinion. Just relying on VATS to get every single kill, it feels almost like you're cheating. And so I'd rather have a little bit of challenge in the gunfights, but then I also want to have all the perks that come from perception. That goes with gunfights, and of course you need intelligence to get to I think that's gunsmith, but anyways, so you need those perks as well, but I mostly focus on perception when I'm first filling out my character.
Right. Okay, cool. All right, so those are our reasons for perception. Now who has thoughts on ways to improve this in the future, like especially those of you who don't typically go perception as your primary? Pumpkin?
I think, no, this would have to be like a menu choice. This can't be like something that is implemented for everybody. But I think having it really funny is if you have a low perception, everything's a little blurry.
like the in-game fog is just like, closer. Yeah,
but to help out, you could put glasses on in-game.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah, as your perception, because they would add to your perception score, which would push back the... Yeah, the ability.
I think that would be really funny.
Or if you have like one or zero perception, it's just like
I said, that would have to be like a menu setting that you can set in game that you put so you do in game.
Right. It's the low intelligence equivalent for perception, where everything looks like it has just like this smear filter on it.
Yeah.
You can't read signs at a distance. Oh, I love it.
I struggle with this enough. I do not need it in my video games.
Oh man, that's so good.
Yeah, I was about to say that's me in real life.
Yeah, I've had glasses for the last few years, and it's definitely something I struggle with too. Oh man, that's hilarious though. All right, anybody else thoughts on perception? Do you feel like it's something that? Oh, Nova, you have thoughts?
Yeah, I'd like to see a return of just miscellaneous attributes that these perks give you. So. Like sometimes, like in Fallout New Vegas is my favorite example, where there would be a like there'd be a level of a perk that you would think is just completely inconsequential from the mission you're on, but then all of a sudden it's like you need this as a skill check in order to get through. And so what I would like to see is with higher perception, you can see like secret objects, like if a robot is hidden behind, like if a robot charging station, like a protect, or not a protectron, a securitron or an assaultron is hidden behind this facade wall, you like there would be an actual if you look over it, and you're in a certain distance, and you look over there, there would be like little, what's this right here? But it would only activate at a certain perception. And so I think that they should bring a lot of those attributes back, where it's just, you know, a kind of min max, and then it's depending on what you really want, just like the normal game. But depending on what you really want, with perception, it would be you can see secret objects, or even you would find hidden like cap stash and stuff a little bit easier.
Right. What if you could even tag certain types of items, like with a very high perception score, if you were collecting parts for crafting and you needed screws, you could tag screws, and then anything that gives you screws when you enter like a new environment has a little bit of a glow. So it's easier for you to find that because you're more perceptive. Yeah. You know, that could work too.
Yeah. I mean, they already did that in Fallout 4, but it makes sense to tag it with a specific tag.
Right. That's the difference is like you get to choose which one you want. And then now that stands out from everything else.
Yeah. Yeah. And I just think that would be it would be a good motivation, and also it would make the game just feel a little bit more immersive, in my opinion.
Yeah, I agree. That makes sense. All right, anybody else have any thoughts on I keep saying special perception, on perception?
I've got one.
Yeah, go for it, Ronan.
So, how intelligence has a thing where you can go and use dialogue to learn new things or discover special like storylines or certain things along that line. Be kind of interesting if perception allowed you to like walk into a new area like Diamond City or something, and you having such a high perception, you learn those things without actually having to have a conversation with them. So you just, your character picks up on it.
Yeah, like you become more intuitive about like the situation that you're seeing happen.
Yeah, so you could just watch instead of having to talk to them instead.
Yeah, that would be interesting. That'd be interesting. Cool. Good idea. All right, Germinator, did you want to chime in? I thought I saw your hand come up. Okay, cool. All right, well, let's move on. We've got a bunch still to go through. Endurance. Did anybody choose endurance as their primary one? I don't remember.
That would be me.
That was Pumpkin. You were the one. Okay. Why endurance? I feel like endurance gets overlooked more than some of these other stats.
So I use it for my, there's a lot in this in endurance that I use for my fireman build, which is I use fireproof, which gives you fire resistance, adamantium skeleton, and if you level up adamantium skeleton all the way, that completely removes limb damage. You have no issue there. I've got rad resistance, which takes away rads over time. There's a few more. My brain's just not seeing him right now. It's a lot of like things that are like it'll help you keep healthy and healed,
right, which is what endurance is for, but it's on top of just like, oh, now you've got more hit points or something like that. These are very particular to very specific kinds of situations
now. Legendary perk, basically versions, which is sizzling style and what rads. Which sizzling style, you wear all the same armor. It gives you more fire defense, and then what rads is what will basically double what resist does.
Right. Okay. So my main question about endurance, and one of the reasons why I don't put a lot of points in endurance usually, is because I feel like I'm always going to short myself in another thing. That if I put too much in endurance in order to make myself harder to kill, I won't be as good at killing other things, right? So if I steal points out of strength or perception or whatever, depending on what build I'm doing, and put them into endurance, I feel like I become less effective. But I don't know if that's just my imagination, because I don't think I've ever done like a big endurance build. Do you feel like it works out that way, or do you feel like it still kind of balances out?
I think it all depends on where you put all the other numbers. Like I think my endurance is at is at 15, so like at max
in Fallout 76.
I have the
specifically,
yeah, in 76.
Okay.
Yeah, and I think my lowest is perception, but that's because I use a flamer. So
right, okay.
I don't need to be really seeing what I'm shooting at to be knowing what I'm shooting at.
You don't need to be too accurate. Okay.
I just need to know there's an enemy there.
Right. Right. Just light it up.
So that's probably why I'm able to do that with that. So.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. And with Fallout 76, for people who haven't played, because I know there's some people who listen to the show who play a lot of the other games, but not 76, you get a lot more points that you can put into things in 76 than you do in the other games, because you continue to level up and then you can get perk cards, and some of the perk cards add bonuses, and there's just a whole the setup is very different than even the change from like Fallout 3 to Fallout 4 or anything like that. So when you play one of those older games, do you feel like you still go endurance? That's still your primary stat?
Not really. Like when it comes to 76 is really the only one I do endurance. The other ones, I'm like, I do like, I usually do have some strength, but that's because I like to carry a lot of the unique weapons.
Yeah.
And then I usually do intelligence because like, I want to say intelligence has a couple of health perks that I usually use.
Okay.
That my brain's just not.
Yeah. It's hard to remember everything across each of the different games, yeah, depending on how long it's been since you played. Yeah. I totally get it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. Let's open this up. Who has any other thoughts about endurance? Who goes with endurance with their builds? Like who makes that like a second priority kind of makes that a thing? Yeah. All right. Ebony Kitty.
I mostly do just for the cannibal perk.
Ah, yes.
76 has the storage limits really badly, so I used cannibal to get away with having to carry food.
Yes. I'm a big fan of the cannibal perk. First of all, because it's super gross. Secondly, because for exactly that reason, I don't have to worry about food so much. And in the midst of a fight, if I'm like, oh, gotta top off my health, I can just be like, nom, 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 eat that ghoul, and then move on to the next, you know, shooting the next bad guy or whatever. Do you find that you use it all the time?
Pretty much in every game.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. I had somebody respond to one of my videos once, and I think it was about like weird perks in Fallout or something like that. And they were like, I can't listen to your channel anymore. Cannibal shouldn't even be in this game. I was just like, wow, there's a lot of terrible things that you can do in Fallout, but like that's where you draw the line, specifically cannibalism.
Like, okay. That's hilarious. I mean, it's the wasteland, like,
right,
you sort of gotta take what you get,
right? I mean, there's slavery, there's mutant monsters, people are getting tortured, like there's all sorts of terrible things that happen in the wasteland, but specifically cannibalism, that's where I draw the line. So all right, yeah, weird. Oni, you want to chime in?
Yep. I was going to pretty much say the same thing. Endurance, cannibalism. I pretty much RP as a raider, so that person would hate me.
Yeah. It's very useful. Yeah. I think that's usually like that. If I'm putting points in endurance, it's not so much for the like making myself more resilient. It's more for, you know, just being able to be a cannibal. Which is kind of funny when you think about it. Yeah, yeah, cool.
It's a fun perk. Like, what can you say?
Yeah. Well, I'm glad I'm not alone. I'm not the lone cannibal on this chat. Very cool. All right, let's talk about improving endurance. What would you like to do to improve endurance? Who would like to chime in on this one? Anybody else have any thoughts on this specifically? I feel like it's probably one of the ones that's harder to improve. But Void, do you have an idea?
So it would be a very slow improvement. But if you're not wearing power armor and you are constantly sprinting, then as you constantly sprint, after a set amount of time sprinted, then as it compiles, you gain like 1 point from New Vegas worth of endurance.
Okay, so it's like you can level up by doing a thing, kind of like in Oblivion, where like you keep jumping and your acrobatics increases. Yeah. But instead, it would be endurance. It wouldn't be strength. It would be endurance from like exercise.
Right.
Okay. Now, how do you balance that out? I think that's the real trick is like, feels
it would
like
have to be a long time of sprinting.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you would have to. balance wise, probably a total of 7 minutes sprinted.
Maybe. Or here, what if you did this? What if the number of points you put endurance improved with a percentage modifier the more time you spent sprinting? So it's not that you got more points in it, it's just those points became more effective. So yeah, like if you have sprinted for 10 minutes, you get like a 10% increase in how effective those points are towards certain things.
I would probably go for 0.5% per minute, but
or whatever the actual details are. You'd have to test it out and figure out what makes sense, but you know, just as an example, like you could do something like that too to kind of make it work. Interesting idea. I like that. Overall, do you think that like it would make sense to put, I mean, if you're going to do this for endurance, you could do it for other things. The more you do a thing, the more it levels up that thing. That's a very Elder Scrolls thing rather than a Fallout thing. Do you think across the board it could work?
The only thing that I can think of would be something strength-based, which would be being more than 100 weight overcumbered and walking a certain distance.
Okay.
Gains you whatever percentage.
Right. So one weight walking per, very slowly for a long time improves your strength. Yeah, I could see that. Or using your perception to snipe at a specific body part, and you make a certain number of hits, and then all of a sudden your chances of hitting that body part increases.
Now, was that with luck or perception? I thought luck was that.
Luck is how fast critical refills, and percentage to hit is usually perception, if I'm getting that correctly. Okay. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I think that's what it is usually.
That makes more sense.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Any other endurance stuff?
Any other thoughts? I was just going to say you could do a... You could do a similar thing with like jumping or something like that. Like if you're sticking with the kind of the Oblivion thing or like sprint speed, if you have higher endurance or higher this or that, maybe you can make certain jumps that you can't make without a jetpack or something, you know, because you're just naturally more athletic. I think a way to improve it would be to make it kind of the like general athletics that isn't exclusively strength related kind of stat. It's sprint speed or jumping or this or that, you know, you can kind of just tie everything into it.
Right. It's not about strength. It's more about coordination, but in some ways, isn't that agility? We haven't talked about agility yet. Like where do you draw the line?
That's true. I do think like, at least with the jumping thing, that could be endurance at least, unless
or number, maybe it's like a stamina bar. Like agility might be jump height, but number of jumps you can do at that height in a row could be something like endurance.
Yeah, but I think that's a good point too with the agility thing. I think agility, we haven't talked about it yet, but I would almost make agility more like combat based. Like if you have really high agility, you do cooler, you know, finishers or cooler this or that. Like right. I would take agility a different way. So maybe that's why I'm thinking of endurance the way I am with the athletic stuff. But that's just me.
Right. Right. Okay. Well, here we've still got a bunch to hit so far. Charisma's up next. Who picked charisma? I know this one came up.
I did.
Ebony did. Ebony, why charisma?
So I normally pick charisma because charisma is the key to unlocking every single thing in the game, like New Vegas. There's a lot of the story you cannot access unless you can pass the speech checks, like the ability to make Shanks betray Benny or the Grimora owners kill each other. It's mainly just to unlock the story and try and test to not just rush into combat with every encounter.
Right. Yeah. It often gives you a side option that can get you through a situation without necessarily resorting to violence. But like to your point, it also oftentimes opens up parts of the story and information that you otherwise wouldn't have known. So
very true.
Yeah.
That, and then with Fallout 76, just the ability to get more XP while in a group.
Yeah. Yeah. The cards that buff the groups together. Like that's a very specific thing. Yeah. Okay. That makes sense. I like charisma. I like having more dialogue options and finding ways around things. Germinator, do you have thoughts on charisma?
Yeah, main reason why I put any points in charisma is because you can go around and get everything a hell of a lot cheaper.
Oh, for purchasing, spending less caps.
Bartering.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, bartering. All the bartering
more bang,
skills.
More bang for your buck, quite literally.
Interesting. That's one that I never really think too much about, and I probably should spend more time figuring out how useful that is. If anything, I usually go more towards discovering more caps than them being cheaper when I spend them. But I guess those two things together can make you able to buy everything you ever wanted. So
you'd be a rich man.
Yeah, yeah. Rich in the wasteland. Pumpkin?
So, charisma is my second one, my number two.
Yeah? For your fireman build?
Yeah, for my fire build. Because so I put anti-epidemic, which is if when you use a disease cure, a friend of yours, a person in your team, has a chance of getting the disease cured. Mm-hmm. I use friendly fire.
So you can heal people.
Literally just, right. if you light your friends on fire to heal them.
Right. It's a funny name because usually it means like accidentally killing your friends, but you're actually healing
them. And, and like Germinator said, I also use hard bargain and what is it? It's what's the other one? Travel agent for 76.
Okay. All right. Interesting. Man, endurance, charisma. I wouldn't have thought to put those two together. That is like, it's so interesting because I think this is maybe something, I hope people who are listening to this are getting ideas of ways to play these games that are different from what they default to, because there are very specific combinations and builds that I kind of tend towards, but this is definitely not one that I'd even considered. So you've kind of opened my perspective on this. Very cool. Very cool. All right. Any other thoughts on charisma or ways to improve charisma? Oni?
I was just going to say, not to improve it, but with charisma, intimidation, and also in Fallout 4, you need the charisma build up to put stores in your settlement.
Oh.
So, okay. Yeah. So yeah. That's probably one of my like third to second specials that I use because of those reasons.
Nice. Yeah, I've mentioned this before on the show. I always, my settlement builds were always just kind of bare bones. They were just kind of like, oh, I just need to put some stuff here. And I didn't focus on it that much. But that's interesting. I didn't realize that was a requirement. Makes sense then that you would focus on that. All right. Any improvements to charisma? Any thoughts about that? I mean, I feel like charisma is pretty fleshed out, but I mean, you could push it further. You could convince people to do things that they otherwise wouldn't do, which is sometimes a dialogue option. But what if it was applied to a companion, like a specific companion's against certain things, but then you can talk them out of that and convince them to, it's like no longer a problem. You know, like certain companions are like, oh, they didn't like it when you did this, right? But it's like, well, nah, it's fine, I got high charisma, and they're like, okay, and it doesn't bug them anymore. Void?
It would be very nice if that was a thing, because when I joined the Raiders in Nuka World in Fallout 4, Preston Garvey actually hated me, and I don't know where he went.
Right. So what if you could convince Preston that, like, well, if you could find him, that like, hey, man, it's cool. This is the reason I friended them, but it's for good reasons. I'm being covert. Oh, okay. Well, that's
cool. Yes, I befriended all of the cannibals.
Right, right. Yeah, that could be cool. All right. Any other thoughts on charisma? Ready to move on? I think we're ready to move on. All right. Let's do intelligence. I feel like intelligence is important, especially for crafting stuff or XP in 76. Did anybody pick intelligence as their main?
I did.
Ronan, you did. All right. So why intelligence?
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I do like the ability to do special dialogue options. I know that's a thing in, I think it was New Vegas.
Yeah. Now, that works in two directions, high intelligence, but also low intelligence, and having the really dumb options. Yeah.
Yeah, I found that out the hard way, but
it's fun. I hope that is in the next Fallout game. I absolutely hope that they, you know, in fact, they do. In fact, I would love them to expand that across the board with the other
idiot savant.
Yeah, idiot savant. I think that, like, having really low charisma and people responding to you being like low charisma would be fun, or low strength and them saying things like, all right, Pee-wee, you know, like making fun of you for being like too skinny and feeble. But sorry, Ronan, what other thoughts do you have about intelligence?
I find intelligence interesting because you can direct a conversation into so many different directions just by the dialogue options. But I think it's cool because you can reveal things without just, you know, head bashing through doorways and stuff that you can't normally. But I think it's really cool because of that. But also the fact that you can get like some special lore sometimes out of conversations if you have high intelligence.
Yeah, it opens things up similar to the way charisma does. Yeah. Yeah, that makes sense. Any other thoughts?
Biggest one for intelligence.
Okay, cool. I often think about my character builds as I need to make myself effective in combat, and I need to give myself a way to get in and around situations that don't involve combat. So whether that's lockpicking, being able to hack things, being able to talk my way through it, at least need one of those. And so that usually plays into my build. And I'm curious if anybody else considers their builds in that way, but that's, I guess, maybe a topic for another day. But Pumpkin, what do you think?
I usually get my hacking up all the way, so intelligence is a big for me.
Yeah
usually, but I've got a legendary perk in 76 that allows me to just tap it and it opens on its own. So
right, yeah, I feel like many doors are either, you can either hack them, you can either pick lock somehow, or you can either talk your way into them. And so as long as you at least have one of those, if not two of those, you're probably okay. We got Ronan. Ronan, other thoughts?
Yeah, the other thing I forgot that intelligence does is science for like energy weapons and such.
Yeah, yeah.
And as an Enclave supporter here, I love my Tesla cannons.
Cool.
There's something satisfying about walking around in an XO2 power armor with a Tesla cannon, blasting people across the map with it.
Oh, yeah. And that would be horrifying to see coming at you, for sure. But also very cool to do. That makes a lot of sense for intelligence. All right, let's talk about ways to improve intelligence. What things would you want to change in the future or add to it? Any thoughts on this one? Pumpkin?
My brain forgot which one we were on, but I usually, like, I have... first aid, which is more intelligence, more health. I actually don't use pharmacist, which is rat away, because I've gotten yelled at by people who have bloodied builds.
Oh yeah, yeah, that's a thing too.
So I'm like, I just sell my rat away. I don't use it. I'm like, I don't need it.
Okay, all right.
And you know, like he said, science. A lot of the science ones.
Okay.
Really bad. Like, it's the health stuff that usually helps.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I like being able to build my weapons. Like, that's one of the big differences between the way I play and the way my wife will play, is that she's more of a collector. She will collect the weapons and she will use the things she finds. Whereas I'm like, no, give me the parts. I want to build the thing and improve it. And that's usually my take on that. So intelligence is useful for some of that too. All right. Let's move on to agility. Who picked agility as their main? Anybody pick agility as their main? Like sneaky? Nobody wants to sneak around?
I don't think so.
I don't think so, yeah. All right. Who would like to talk about agility? Anybody? Pumpkin, go for it.
I think probably, in my opinion, there is a lot of useful perks and stuff. I'm talking about 76. Somebody else in here, if they can talk about the other games, they can. Ammo Smith is the big one for me. Which is it gives you more ammo when you craft it.
Right.
There's goat legs, which is it lessens fall damage.
Right. That's a good name.
And there's one more. I know it's here. Where is it? White Knight, which makes your armor break slower and it is cheaper to repair.
Yeah, I absolutely use that in 76.
Because, which I feel would be probably better in intelligence.
Yeah, I'm sure there's a reason why they put things in certain things, even if it doesn't like intuitively make as much sense. I guess the justification would be if you're agile, then you don't bump into stuff as often, yeah, which damages the things you're wearing, maybe. I don't know. You come up with a reason. But yeah, I don't like having to repair my stuff. I don't like when my stuff breaks in the middle of a fight. So I'm just like, yeah, just like make it not wear out as fast as possible. So Germinator, did you have thoughts?
Yeah, specifically with New Vegas, a game where you cannot sprint.
Yes. Or you're sprinting all the time.
The higher your agility is, the faster you actually walk along the ground.
That is nice. Yeah, there are mods that add sprinting into New Vegas, if anybody's curious. So that is a thing you can add. I saw Spartan's hand raised next. Spartan, what do you think?
Yeah, I was just thinking about it because I know Pumpkin mentioned 76 and Germinator was just talking about New Vegas. I was talking about Fallout 4 earlier. In 4, you really kind of have to go pretty heavily into one of perception or agility, mm-hmm, because of the gunplay stuff like Nova and I were kind of talking about earlier. And like,
right,
I think agility, I like when I do a stealth build in 4, I like to try to not use power armor because I think that
yes,
would be realistic for a stealth build. Like you right. I know that there are things you can augment with the power armor to make yourself hidden and invisible and stuff, but I think if you're actually like a sniper that's kind of skirting through the whatever area you're in, you wouldn't be in power armor. So I really like if I go full agility in 4, you have a lot of stuff that, especially like the way stuff stacks together, because you get, you have some perks that give you a boosted damage on sneak attacks, but then you also have like something like Mr. Sandman that gives you extra boosted damage on sneak attacks if the person is asleep,
right,
which if you're attacking a, like a raider camp at night, a lot of those might be asleep and you're just, you know, so I like how stuff stacks and stuff and all that. But I do think that I said perception because that's what I have more fun with. At least in 4, I feel like you kind of have to heavily emphasize one of the two.
Yeah,
unless you're doing a pure melee build.
Yeah, my first playthrough in a lot of the games is high perception, high agility. So I'm real good with guns and I'm sneaky and I can kind of make my way through whatever I'm dealing with from a combat standpoint in that way without having to rely on power armor or other equipment. So I totally get that. We've got lots of people want to chime in on agility. Void, what do you think?
So I do go quite heavy with agility now that I'm actually looking at the list of perks and like remembering, because it's been a while since I've played 4 or even 76. But typically I'll go with gunslinger, sneak, and quick hands. Right off the bat, quick hands being the reload faster and switch weapons faster, I believe, and then gunslinger, it's pretty self-explanatory there. So I mean, depending on the build, you can either run and gun or you can be the Skyrim stealth archer.
Yeah, it, like you really can do a, like kind of have sort of a stealth archer kind of build. That's usually my first default for sure. All right, cool. Lil Green has thoughts. Lil Green.
All right. So I didn't realize it's been a while since I played 4, but agility was a huge thing for the build that I had for like one weapon. And that was, I built it around Pikmin's Blade when I finally got it. Cause I was using Blitz and Ninja. So like Blitz, you could, when you do melee attacks, you could like go further when you're in vats.
Right.
So like I could be across the room, hit vats and attack someone from across the room. And then using Ninja, I could get 10 times the normal damage for any melee attacks.
Right. It's like you teleport and then you
It's like teleport, do 10 times the amount of damage you want to do because now I have rank 3 Ninja and it's just, God, it's pretty much playing on God mode, but you still need to have good sneak and be sneaky. So like that also goes back into like me being more of a long range build. So like the ninja helps out with that because that increases, and then also just the sneak ability. Yeah. So yeah, this probably would just be like my number 2, like most important when it comes to playing the I don't want to call them the regular games, but the regular games.
Yeah, yeah, so. The mainline games, right?
Yeah, the mainline
like,
games.
76 is kind of an offshoot, right? Yeah, I get that. I get that. It makes me think of like in Dragon Ball when they would like move so fast that it looks like they teleport.
You yeah, know? It's like it's hilarious.
Yeah, look, stab, stab, stab. Yeah, cool. All right, Ebony Kitty, what are you thinking?
Oh, mine is mostly because of Fallout Tactics.
Wow.
Sneaking
okay.
in that game is of utmost importance just because, like, even if you're on turn-based or non-turn-based, the ability to sneak past everyone is so important because resources are so little in it.
Interesting. Yeah, Tactics doesn't get brought up very much. Interesting. So
it's my favorite.
Wow.
Even though it's not canon.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Tactics was mentioned on a list of canon Fallouts by, I don't know if it was Todd or somebody else. So it was maybe, I think it might have been somebody else.
Tim Kaine.
Was it Tim Kaine? No. It wasn't Tim Kaine. He doesn't work at Bethesda. It was somebody at Bethesda. Maybe he mentioned it too, but the one I heard was somebody at Bethesda mentioning like these are what we consider canon, and Brotherhood wasn't, but Tactics was on that list. So
I think the term is soft canon. Some things aren't in the game.
Yeah, maybe. Interesting thought. All right, Ronan, you have thoughts on agility as well.
Yeah, I think it'd be cool if you could do fast stealth, if that's a thing. Like mm-hmm. how you have to like slowly sneak into an area. I think it'd be cool if you were like so good at stealth that you could run into an area and take out like four enemies before they even know you're there. I think that would be epic.
Yeah. Well, teleportation is a thing in Fallout. What if agility gave you some sort of like ability to like, I don't know, Lil was talking about like the whole, you know, using fast to kind of jump ahead to stab somebody. But what if you could legitimately like teleport almost Dishonored style?
Around. Yeah, teleport behind them,
yeah.
Cut them, go to the next one over and over.
Yeah, that could be fun.
Yeah, that'd make combat really insane.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, you'd have to kind of, I guess you could pull your, like, drain the meter every time you do it, so you can only do it so fast until the meter refills, like that sort of thing. But that would make sense. All right, let's move on to luck. We've got luck, and then we've got No Fill, No Thrill. I can't forget. No Fill, No Thrill gave us a recording of his thoughts because he wasn't able to be here tonight. So we'll listen to that in just a minute. But who put luck as their main one? I feel like luck usually gets left out. Pumpkin?
I think that was another one that nobody said. But
nobody said luck?
I think I could say the one perk that everyone in this group can agree on, and that is Bloody Mess.
Yeah. Yes, I mean it's a flat percentage up.
One of the greatest perk,
right,
of all time,
right.
And it's been in. Which game did it start in? I remember it in New Vegas specifically, starting in New Vegas, but I don't remember if it was earlier, if it came in earlier or not.
That's a good question. I'd be guessing if I said I don't remember.
New Vegas was the first.
Was it?
Okay, but
yeah,
it's the satisfaction of taking a random shot and witnessing your enemy turn to pink mist.
Yes. Yeah, especially when like New Vegas came out and physics in games, like actual realistic kind of looking physics, was still only a few years old at that point. And seeing just like the viscera and then like the body parts just like plop, 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 plop around. Like that was very satisfying when that first got in, for sure. Yeah, it's definitely one I shoot for often. Shoot for. Bloody Mess. All right, Ebony Kitty, what do you think about luck?
So Bloody Mess did come up in Fallout,
but in the original
first
Fallout
one.
Okay.
I've played all of them. But with luck, especially with Fallout 2, the Jinx perk, it was amazing having the offset of having a super high luck, but then also everything going wrong in an instant.
Just like the randomization, almost like everything's a dice roll.
Yes.
Yeah, I get it. That's fun. Pumpkin?
And I just remembered this. I can't forget our boy, The Mysterious Stranger.
Yeah.
Is a luck.
Yep.
Can't. And then what was the female version in New Vegas? I can't remember her name.
What was her name?
Is it Miss Fortune? Miss Fortune. Is it Miss Fortune? Okay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
The can't forget our
yeah.
Our
where did Miss Fortune go? That's true. I need to bring Miss Fortune back.
Miss Fortune was such a fun one to have.
Right. Right. That's funny. Spartan, did you want to chime in?
Yeah, I was just thinking about. I remember you were saying how your first playthrough is usually really high perception and agility. That's kind of typically how I go too. And I feel like taking one of those and then swapping the other one out for really high luck is really fun for a second playthrough, especially in four. Like when you know what you're doing, having stuff like Critical Banker and being able to like really maximize like critical hits and kind of min-max your combat is fun once you have kind of the lay of the land and you know, like, oh, I'm going to go here and do this quest and grab this weapon and then I'm going to go do this. It's luck is kind of weird because, like, I feel like that is kind of the trick with it, where it's like if it's your first playthrough, you might not really get a ton of utility out of it because you don't really know how to maximize it. But once you know what you're doing, it's at least in four, from my experience, it's really strong.
Yeah, and to build off of that, I usually go perception, agility as a first playthrough, and then later on, once I'm more familiar with the games, or I want to just role play a character in a situation that's a little bit more difficult, so because I'm familiar with the games now, I will go high luck, but then also high charisma. So it'll just be like a really charming lucky guy who's not good at anything else, and just see if I can make that work, which is kind of a fun little challenge because, you know, you aren't particularly good at combat except for when you're lucky. But you can't talk yourself through situations. It kind of balances things in a very different way than I feel like most people approach the games. So, yeah, fun ideas. All right, any other ideas for luck? Anything else we want to add for luck or changing it up in the future? Any ideas on this one? No? No? I think it would be cool to actually see some sort of dice roll in something. I don't know what that would be.
Are we going back to Vegas to literally roll the dice?
Yeah, literally roll the dice. Like, whether that's, are you able to do something in a conversation you normally wouldn't, but because you're lucky, you have a chance to, and it actually rolls a dice, kind of like in Baldur's Gate or something. And all of a sudden,
let's bring out the D20.
Yeah, yeah, like an actual dice roll. Or like
so many.
There you go. There you go. Just call up Void and have Void roll the dice. What if there was a mysterious stranger, but it was Void, and he shows up and he rolls a dice, and he's like, "Nah, you missed," and then he leaves. You're like, crap. But it might give you the ability to actually do a thing that you couldn't before beyond just even speech checks. Like, what if it's shooting a thing, but you've got a low percent chance, and so now you can play in the luck dice roll. Instead of like a critical, you would use a dice roll to just land the hit. Maybe make it work like that. What's up, Pumpkin?
I think you could do that. Jordan? Or also like... with like skill, like stat checks or skill checks, like maybe if you have a really low intelligence or really low perception, but you have really high luck, you can still pass that intelligence check.
Right. Like what if it's something that compensates for everything else, at least a little bit, with a lot of randomness to it? That could be fun. All right. Well, we're getting close to the end of the show. We've got this message from No Phil, No Thrill. Glad that he was able to record this yesterday and give it to us. We're all going to listen to it. It's about 3 minutes long. And then I'm going to open it up to conversation and you guys can kind of chime in and let me know your thoughts about this. But so here we go.
So hello, everyone. I generally go for a very balanced build, like a jack of all trades, master of none. I think generalizing intelligence is the most important special across all games, or it at least is important across all of the Fallout games. Then I generally say in Fallout 1 and Fallout 2, I played a lot Fallout 1 and 2 as a teenager in the 90s. I think agility is the most important one. This generally comes down in Fallout 1 and 2. Fighting was still round-based. Everyone you did in a fight cost action points. And having high agility usually was the difference between wanting shooting twice around or shooting once around, which make a big difference. In Fallout 3, New Vegas, and 4, in the newer Fallout parts, agility is far less important, I would say, because of wets. And I'd say endurance is way more important in the newer Fallout games compared to Fallout 1 and Fallout 2. And the one big difference from Fallout 4 to the other Fallout games is, I would say, charisma is very important in Fallout 4. Maybe the most important, maybe even more important than intelligence. Far less important in the other Fallout games, Fallout 1, 2, 3, and New Vegas, in my opinion. And the other ones, strength, perception, and luck. I'd say you don't want to go too low on these, but unless you go for a certain build, like a melee character who wants to go like toe-to-toe with the super sledgehammer, then you obviously need higher strength, higher endurance. And or a sniper character who needs more perception, I think especially strength, perceptions, luck, and to some part endurance, you don't want to go too low, but you usually don't need to go very high. But intelligence, you always want to go high, at least in my opinion, at least 7. And in Fallout 1 and 2, you want to go high on agility. In the others, not so much. And in Fallout 4, I feel I want to go high on charisma. I start at least with a charisma of 6 in Fallout 4.
All right, so that's it. And I feel like No Fill, No Thrill echoed a lot of the things that have kind of come up in this conversation. But one of the things that hasn't been discussed is this idea of being very kind of balanced. Like, we've talked about like min-maxing certain things, but he brought up this idea of being more balanced and pointed out intelligence is the main go-to, although, you know, some changes depending on the game. What do you all think about that? What do you think about a balanced build? Does anybody do like a really balanced build? Has anyone tried that before? Spartan?
I do think in 4, at least, you kind of have to do that because of how spread out the crafting stuff is.
That's true.
Because with all of the crafting being spread between like 4 of these, you kind of have to at least have a middle range of a level in multiple of the stats to be able to actually fully do everything in the game.
Yeah. That's a good point. That's a good point. Yeah, I've definitely felt that while playing through Fallout 4 as well. Ebony Kitty, what do you think?
I normally don't ever go balance builds just because they're a little too rounded. You're not really, you can't get the best of certain events by doing well-rounded, but you do get the midway of every event, at least
the actual game events, being able to unlock certain things happening in the game specifically.
Yes,
right. Yeah, that makes sense. Pumpkin?
So I think New Vegas is probably the easiest one to do with balance, because there's a perk in it that allows you to add something to one of your special stats. I can't remember what it is, but it's like an education perk, and you can keep adding doing that right. thing. So
yes,
you could do an entire, like, while playing, you could do an entire 10 run by the time you're in, all your specials are at 10.
Right. Yeah. I guess that would be overly balanced.
I did an all 9 run.
Nice. Nice.
So I was like, I'm able to do everything.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah. That perk you pick up every time you level up is called advanced training.
Advanced training, that's right.
That's a really good perk.
Yeah. I never remember the
intense
names of
training,
things.
Sorry.
What was it? Intense training. I knew the training part sounded right. Intense training. Okay. Yeah, that is pretty cool. So, all right. So there we go. Any other last words? We got to wrap this up. Any other last thoughts on what No Thrill said, balance builds, anything else? No, you guys look like you're good. All right. Well, we're going to take a quick break and I will be back to thank our patrons and then think about what you want to say as we sign off. Feel free to share anything out there, all that kind of sort of stuff. We'll be right back.
Hello there, old chap. Good to see another of General Atomic's finest, still eager to serve.
All right, so before we wrap this up, I've got to welcome Kitty Clown, our newest patron. Welcome to the Patreon. Patreon.com/FalloutLoreCast. You can join us for future chats like this. You can also get ad-free episodes. You can get new t-shirts that have gone up like last month. All sorts of fun stuff. Go check it out. And then also have to shout out Germinator and Larry D for being our sentry bots. Thank you so much. You get shout outs every week. And to all 105 of our patrons, thank you so much for your support. You keep this show going and you make it possible for me to do this. So I really do appreciate it. Also, I think this is fun to read with all of you here. We do have a review that came in this last week on Apple Podcasts. Leave a 5-star review, gets read out. This one is from Lyrics Mode, and it says, "The best Fallout lore show around. This show is so good, I recently subscribed to the Patreon. I never do that, but as a property manager for a self-storage company, my job is 8 hours of downtime or autonomous working, and Tom or robots helps me fill it with Fallout, a series I adore and am addicted to with over 5,000 hours of playtime, primarily in New Vegas 4 and 76, though I also do love 1, 2, and 3. I've been binging the whole show since late 2024 and am currently in the mid-2020 pandemic era around the new plague episode." I remember doing that. I will catch up soon, but keep it coming, sir. Thanks for the shout, by the way. Awesome. Thank you so much for doing that. Also, if you want to help out in other ways, you can rate the show on Spotify. You can share it with your friends. There's all sorts of ways to get involved. You can join us on the Discord. You can join the Patreon as a free member, so you make sure that you can get updates and notifications. And I'm toying with some ideas for some giveaways to people who are on the Patreon. So just sign up for free. You'll still be able to do that sort of thing. Kind of working on those plans, but could be coming in the future. So thank you to everybody for all of that. We're going to take another quick break and we'll be back with everyone's goodbyes. Here we go.
If you have any questions about Nuka World, I'd be delighted to answer them.
All right, friends. Thank you for joining me again. Let's go through everybody. Feel free to shout out something into the world that you want to like let people know about. Otherwise, thank you for being here. We're just going to go in order on the screen. Pumpkin, you're up first. Thanks for being here. You got anything else you want to share? You got to make sure you're unmuted so we can hear you. You got it. You got this. There you go.
I don't really have anything else for the special stats, really. But you know where you can find me? That blue sky I got that made. So
there you go.
And you can always find me in the Discord. You can, if you just shoot me a message, I can get back to you as soon as I can.
Cool, man. Cool, man. It sounds like you've got a fun build to play along with in 76 if people want to join you for that, too.
I play on PlayStation, so if y'all are on PlayStation, you can hit me up.
There you go.
It's you just hit me up in the Discord, and I can get you my gamer tag.
Awesome. Well, thanks, Pumpkin. Germinator, any last words, shout outs?
No, but considering I'm still on workers' comp, if anyone wants to play games during the day, feel free to hit me up on Discord. My day is probably a lot different time-wise than your guys, because it's barely 11:15 in the morning here.
Sure. So. But there may be some Aussies out there. Like people do listen to this show internationally. Did you know only about 64% of our audience is U.S.? So there's a lot of international listeners, too. So,
well, Ioni, for example, is Aussie as well. So there you go.
There you go. Yeah. Awesome. Well, thanks for joining again. All right, Void. What do you got?
Hello.
Hey.
You can find me on the Discord, V01D696. My DMs are always open if you need to rant or anything. I might not give you solutions, but I'm a pretty damn good listener. But I'm on Xbox, same username. I am now on PC. Finally, I have my first episode of my podcast recording.
Nice. That's awesome. That's great.
So I need to get it edited and join the Rocket Club and do all of the things. So
okay, well, let me know. Let me know when you're ready.
I will definitely let you know. I'm very excited, and I'm pretty sure Pumpkin, who's a part of it, is also excited as well.
So there's a, for anybody listening, if you want to join the Rocket Club, if you want to be a part of the Robots Radio Network, there's a page on the robotsradio.net website where you can just sign up. You sign up. It sends me an email and says, hey, you signed up. We get together. I help you figure out the best way to structure your show, do all the stuff to try to make it as successful as possible, and then get you included on the network with hosting and all the you know, everything. So that's exciting, man. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah, looking forward to that. All right, let me know when you want to do it. Lil Green, what you got?
I really have not much to add other than my typical plug for my personal photography. You can look me up on Lil Green Photography on Instagram. Wow, brain fart. I'm getting back into 76 on the PC if anybody needs someone to go around the wastelands with. Also, I'm looking for
them.
A small little thing. I'm looking for a prime receiver for the Gatling gun if anybody can help me with that.
All right.
That's the only thing I need.
Nice. Maybe somebody out there will be like, oh, I got one. I'm on PC.
Please. I just need someone to like build it for me and I'll be fine.
Nice. Okay.
All right. That's all I got.
Cool, man. Thanks for being here. All right. Wasteland Ronin, thanks for joining us.
Thank you. Yeah, I've been talking about it for a while, building a PC, and finally next week it'll be fully built, ready to go for a podcast.
Sweet.
So coming to you soon, hopefully beginning of February, give or take. There's going to be a Metal Gear Solid podcast. We're going to dive into some BioShock, Dishonored, a little bit of everything. So
all right, cool.
Maybe some Warframe. So there's a lot of projects coming as soon as that thing's fully built. And on the Discord, Wasteland Ronin and Play 76 as well. So
awesome. Well, good luck with all that. That sounds exciting. Thanks for joining us, Ronan. All right, Wasteland Oni. I feel like you guys are like counterparts or something.
So Wasteland _Oni on the Discord and Blue Sky. Wasteland Oni Gaming, no underscores, on Twitch. And if you want to look at my art, it's Ashen Oni Creations on pretty much everything else. So, yeah, and other than that, I just do art.
Very cool. Very cool. Awesome. Well, thank you for joining us.
Yep, it was fun.
Yeah.
Glad to make it.
Yeah, good times. All right, Ebony Kitty also, thank you for joining us.
I'm just happy to be here for my first one. Looking forward to the next few. I'm on Discord under the same name, and I play Fallout 76. Just hit me up if you want to play.
Awesome. Thanks for joining us. And then Spartan. Spartan's an old pro at this point.
Yeah, I kept thinking I don't know what like the order is. There's a lot of people here. I kind of just realized like this is a big group. No, it's awesome. It's awesome.
Yeah.
Because there's definitely some people that have been around a while, but the newer people too, welcome, and that's awesome to see. But I didn't really realize how many people we had tonight.
Yeah. There's a good group.
Yep. Yeah, but I am one of the co-hosts of the Elden Archives, the From Software Lorecast on the network, which I will say the Rocket Club got mentioned. I will also vouch for that. That's where my co-host and I started that. That was huge for us. And I got the idea from that, from just being a patron on this. And then I kind of was like, oh, I should do that too. Yeah. But no, that is my show, and that is what my co-host and I do. And I'm excited to hear everybody's new stuff too. It seems like a lot of people are working on new stuff. That's pretty cool. So I'm excited to hear what everybody's got.
Yeah, that is exciting. And I love when people sign up, because I love helping other people do things that I enjoy and have found some success at, and being able to share that with other people, because I know how much that meant to me. So being able to, you know, work with new podcasts is always exciting for me as well. So, so I'm glad you're a part of the network, and thanks for joining us again, Spartan. And then there's Nova. Nova, you're wrapping this up for us.
Yeah, I'm supposed to say the best for last. I have a YouTube channel, just Supernova, capital S, Uber, capital N, zero, capital V, capital A. Click the golden retriever icon. Eventually, I'll start posting on there again. Same rigmarole as the last 16 months that I've been saying on this podcast.
Nice. You'll get to it. It'll come around
eventually. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
It has been one of those years and a quarter.
Yeah, I feel you. Well, thanks for joining us, Nova. You guys brought up the Rocket Club. I've been tossing around an idea of doing kind of a like an hour long seminar for people who are interested in getting into podcasting as kind of just like a free thing. It's kind of just like a, hey, if you want to come hang out, you can sign up. We can have this many people on a Zoom call or whatever, and just kind of doing a thing and setting up for the future. If you all think that that's an exciting idea, if you're interested in it, then I could put it together. Then I can dish out a bunch of advice and give people help people get started with, you know, things that I know absolutely do work for setting up a show and finding an audience and making it work. So let me know if you have thoughts about that. Chime in on the Discord, send me some messages, that sort of thing. Did somebody else want to chime in? I saw a hand pop up real quick. Was that Ebony?
Yeah, I was just gonna mention, like, Ronan, for someone like me that's starting my first build and everything, it's like I don't know what I'm doing, I don't know where I'm going, how to edit, like I don't know any of that. So yeah, like for newbies that like me trying to start it up, that'd be awesome.
Yeah, it's something that I do with all the shows. When people sign up as part of the network, that's one of the first things we do is we set up a big long call, and usually I try to shoot for an hour, usually it goes longer than that, and I, you know, it's just a big info dump with here's all the stuff you need to do, but also what are your goals, how do you reach those goals. And so doing something kind of like a more general group version of that for people to kind of get them started, and then if they want to join the network they can, but they don't have to. It's just like a service to just get people started and being able to do something. So it's just something I've been tossing out, but yeah, absolutely let me know if you find that as an interesting thing, and maybe we'll set it up sometime in the next few weeks. So, all right. Well, that's going to do it for this episode. This was a lot of fun talking about Special. I'm so glad that you guys are all here. This is always the fun thing at the end of the month for me to do with all of you. So I really do appreciate it. And we'll be back next month with another patron chat. And you're always welcome to join us, plus some other episodes. I've been going through the businesses. I started going through the businesses in order. There's a lot of businesses you never hear about, and then other ones that are super important. And I've got the other ideas for shows. I'm not going to spill all the beans yet, but definitely got some plans for this year coming. So glad you're here. Looking forward to future stuff. And until then, stay safe in the wasteland. I'll see you next time. To plug into everything else we're doing, check out robotsradio.net. Reach out to me on Twitter at robots_radio. Check out the Robots Radio Rocket Club, where you can join me and a bunch of our other creators creating your podcast, starting a new podcast, or helping your current podcast grow. There's more information about that on robotsradio.net as well. And you can always talk with us and the entire community, over 2,000 people on the Robots Radio Discord. Come join us. We'd love to chat with you. See you guys next time.
Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.